SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Carver, hi. I just noticed the I was looking at a couple of the college basketball games today. The Dons win, but they push on Northern Iowa. It was six. They won 75-69.
We always love weeks like this because all the holiday tournaments are around Thanksgiving and you get a lot of day ball, a lot of day basketball. And I know that we were very consumed, obviously, with the United States and Wales today. But the next few days,
a lot of
you
tournament.
Got that Maui. I mean, there's great games.
Those are always great games. Here's a game
great
I bet on. I bet on today. On ForAllOnTheBench.com, I had Wichita State -1.5 against Grand Canyon. They beat them by 12.
Ooh.
So that's a cover right there. Creighton by 11 over Texas Tech.
Yeah.
They covered. I thought
Creighton's
you know,
good.
Typically,
Creighton's
they are good. Typically. But my view is that over the years, and you notice, that the best holiday tournament for close games has always been the Maui.
I love the Maui because it's always now they got rid of the Chaminades now. I think Chaminade only plays like once every 4 years.
Yeah, thanks. You're not welcome.
But when they have a year like this where you have got eight legit heavies, they always have heavies.
It's always good.
And it's a great tournament.
San Diego State and Ohio State tonight.
Championship game is always that late night Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. It's just I remember Notre Dame won it a few years ago when they were in it. One of the good Bray teams. Love the Maui
Carver
tournament.
Carver Hyan always go, and I go shopping on Black Friday for beer sales.
Yes, you need to have some beer sales. They needed beer sales if you were a Jet fan yesterday, Scotty. Watching that offense
a lot of beer.
In the second half. So Jets and Pats in Foxborough. We are tied at 3. Final seconds, final minute of this game.
What happened?
The Jets are once again punting. And here is the result on the Patriots Radio Network.
Now Mann is out there for his 10th punt of the day for the Jets. Marcus Jones returning for the Pats despite an earlier ankle injury. He waits on the right hash mark of the 25. The snap, waist high, pressure-free punt. And it's a good one, forcing Jones to backpedal right side at the 16. Stabbed left, ran it right, down the sideline, to the 40, to the 50, to the left, left to the 45, beats
look
the
out.
To the 35-30. Marcus Jones down the middle to the 10, into the end zone.
Touchdown.
No flag.
And a right
touchdown. Patriots.
Good applause.
What a short timeout. Way to please the clock. And the special teams and the defense wins it for you.
That's all
there is. And a walk-off. Jets, you ready for prime time? Get your buses started. Get on the plane. See if I can do
on the way out. I mean, honestly.
A facial by Zolak dropping right. It on Mafia's Jets. He's not having it. Mafia is not happy.
Now, look, there was a lot of really good stuff in the post game for the Jets. I mean, there was a lot of really good stuff. I'll give you two really fast ones since we're so short on time. Here's Robert Saleh describing what his offense looked like in the second half, or really the entire day.
You talk about the second half, especially the offense, 7 possessions, only 2 total yards.
It was dog.
Whoa.
It's a family show.
It is. Zach Wilson, you don't have to worry about bad words from him. He had nothing to say, did not stand up for his performance, basically took no blame whatsoever. Here's Zach.
Go. As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No.
What a child.
No.
What a little
now,
child
look,
he is.
You were kind of saying
how
this
immature
earlier.
Was that? That's all you need to know, that they will never win with him. With him, they can win with that defense. You got to remember that, Mike, they... Yeah. You know, let's stop with all this. The Jets did nothing. The Patriots did nothing either.
No, nothing.
The Jets shut them down.
He blamed the wind, by the way, Zach. Said it was the weather. The weather's the reason.
The weather. It was a beautiful day. It was cold. Whatever. We welcome our radio affiliates, Sirius Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Look, I thought the Jets defense did everything they could to win that game. And the bottom line is the Patriots didn't do anything either. The guy Jones ran a kickback for a hizzy. That's why they won. And then there's a lot of Jet fans, obviously, that would say that there was a block in the back at the end, inside the 10.
That's very true. Now, we'll say this about Wilson. There's two things you got to be in the NFL to be a quarterback. You have to, if you're not going to be really good, you have to at least be somebody that the other guys respect. And like, this guy tries, he's fighting for us.
And he's accountable.
And he's a leader. And you know, there's guys who have that. Maybe a lot of guys have both. Sometimes one have one or the other. You can't not have both. You can't be bad and not be a guy that the guys want to rally around.
Yeah.
That's too bad that you can't have them both. It's just a bad mix.
I thought his handling of the postgame was, sophomoric.
Awful. Awful job. The Bills beat the Browns 31-23 in Detroit. Bills and the Dolphins now 7-3 at the top of the AFCs. Jets and the Patriots are 6-4. So all four teams with six wins or more in that division.
But look, I thought, for bettors, if you had Buffalo at 8, it was very unfortunate. The last second with 19 seconds left, you lose the cover.
Backdoor.
If you had it at 7.5, you were still Gandhi.
Falcons beat the Bears 27-24. Cordell Patterson had that tick-off return for
He's
a touchdown.
Unbelievable.
He was great. Pitts left the game, torn MCL, will need surgery. But the bigger thing, Scotty, is the Bears. Justin Fields considered day-to-day, would not rule out the possibility of his injury being season-ending.
Oh.
Left shoulder injury that he suffered in the game yesterday. They play the Jets this week. So he might not be there to face the Jets.
Bro, he has been cashing tickets for me on a weekly basis with the rushing and the anytime
The over and the touchdown were hits. Hit again this week.
He's a freak. It's coast to coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Pharrell back on Coast to Coast with your boy Carver High. The BetMGM World Cup deal, any goal thing they got going on is so fantastic. Bet $10 on any World Cup game and get $200 in free bets if any team scores a goal with the bonus code QATAR2022. That's QATAR2022. The code is QATAR2022. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. I just wanted to say one thing to you. I think the World Cup's going to be fantastic. If you like, bad, corrupt calls late in games, I think you're going to see a lot of it. You saw it in the 80th minute of this one. I will bet my bottom dollar this World Cup will be remembered for bad refs making bad calls late in games. It started today, the first day of the World Cup. Don't tell me Sunday was the first day with that game. That butchery. I'm surprised they didn't fix that game for Qatar as well. But I thought the Arab ref today was atrocious. Not just the call for Bale, but the penalties all day and the yellow cards all day for U.S. and nothing for Wales. They had two. I think you're going to see it the entire tournament. But it's not just going to be, and I'm not feeling sorry for the USA here. I think everyone is going to taste the wrath of crappy refs and that crappy VAR that they didn't use today that they should have used. I think you're going to see all kinds of bad calls. And I'm talking about late game bad calls. I'm not talking about it 40 minutes.
Yeah, look, they used the VAR in the Qatar-Ecuador game yesterday. It took away an early goal by Ecuador, which was an offsides play.
Right.
Different situation than when you're talking about red cards and penalties and stuff like that in the box. But it's there. Should have been used. Don't understand why they didn't go to it. But I think we've come to expect bad calls at all levels at this point. And I could see you saying it's going to be so many matches in such a quick amount of time that officiating is going to be at the stage. Unfortunately, it always is.
Well, you did not fail to see today multiple players screaming in his face throughout the whole match. They were screaming at him. Now, why does that happen? Well, it's simple. In Portuguese, it's because the ref sucks. When the entire game, players are screaming in his face, it's because he's done a bad job.
Did an awful job. And I don't know, and that probably didn't help them later in the game. They were screaming at him so much. I get it. You want
they
to scream
they
it
weren't focused.
They weren't focused. They were giving the ref the business the entire time, and that probably didn't help them, not only in their own play, but with how the ref treated them towards the end of the game, too.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It never helps. All right, let me give you the rest of what happened here yesterday. Eagles beat the Colts 17-16, down pretty much the entire game. They get the late touchdown. They win. They go to 9-1. Colts cover.
Where's all the Jeff Saturday's a genius crowd? Where's that?
Not around.
But listen,
today.
I just wanted to say, as I said yesterday on In-Game Live All Access, I just wanted to say how excited I am for the future of the Colts. I think they got things figured out. I think Jim's done a great job putting things in perspective and in order. I think Jeff's going to do a great job. I think the Indianapolis fans deserve success and happiness. And I think Matt Ryan's going to have a great finish to the season. I think Taylor's going to have a big season. I think they're going to beat the Steelers. I just wanted to say they're giving me tickets to the game next Monday. So don't say anything to anybody.
No, do not say anything at all there.
Don't say anything.
I thought the Rams were having a bad season, but then I saw their defense get lit up by Andy Dalton yesterday, and that made their season even worse.
I mean,
Rams are embarrassing.
What kind of Super Bowl chump soup is that? I mean, they are the worst Super Bowl winner I think I can remember.
Awful. They have had an awful year. Cup's ankle surgery, 6 to 8 weeks. That means that he's done. He's not going to play
anymore.
He's done,
and glad they gave all that money to Aaron Donald, who's done nothing either.
We thought the Giants were due to lose a game. I don't know if I thought they were due to lose a game like that, though. They got beat up.
Well, let's not talk about them because they got so beat.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what the Lions are doing
three
in a row. And listen, they could have more than three in a row.
Yeah, they had some games that they left
slip away. The Eagle game, they came back. They have had close calls in almost every game they've played. Yeah. I think the Lions, believe it or not, I think they might give your Bills a game on Thursday.
Look, the Bills haven't been covering big numbers.
No.
The Lions get that little extra jolt the Thanksgiving Day.
What's
game
the number of the game with the Bills?
I saw 9.5 this morning.
That's a lot of lumber against a team that's scoring a lot. The Lions move the ball. Yep. They score.
Bills are going to have to score some points on Thursday.
I think the Lions are going to be able to run the ball on the Bills. They've run the ball on everybody else. Williams has been great.
Yeah.
Swift is doing his thing. And how about this? They get rid of the tight end, and now there's still the new guys doing the job.
Yeah.
And Ross St. Brown, after his concussion, he's clearly, in my view, top five receiver in the NFL now. Ross St. Brown is unstoppable.
You had another heavy double-digit spread not get covered. Ravens couldn't cover the 13.5 against the Panthers. Awful game. Ravens pull away late, 13-3.
What a race between the Bengals and Ravens for that North crown.
Yes, and I think it's going to get even better as we come down the stretch. The Panthers also, by the way, they're talking about having Wilkes keep the job, which I don't believe for a second.
Well, if they give him the job, good for him. Congratulations, and they'll regret it.
Washington beat Houston 23-10. Rivera said afterwards, let's stop messing around. Heinicke's going to be the corner.
Ice cold.
And he gave a pretty good reason. He wins.
He's 4-1. Is that not good enough? All right, here's the deal. Carson Wentz sucks.
Yes.
And the kid is playing way better, and it's his job now. And Carson Wentz, I think his career is like the beginning of the end.
Raiders.
He's a backup now permanently.
Permanent backup. He's going to adjust to that role. That's what Rivera said. 6-5 now, the commander.
He's made a lot of money.
Made a lot of money, so I know he doesn't have to worry about that. And the Raiders won an overtime game.
I bet you no kid ever that went to North Dakota State has got the money he's got.
Probably not.
Guy that went to a small school, I mean, and they're not even that small, that made that kind of money, that played out in that snow, is Josh Allen.
Yeah, Allen made a
pretty penny. Name anyone else.
Made a pretty penny.
Now, the kid Lance, we're going to see if he turns into something special. I still haven't seen it. So everyone thinks he's this God's gift to football. I still haven't seen it.
I have not seen it either. Raiders beat the Broncos in overtime. I heard you talking about that.
How do you not guard Adams with your life? I mean, like, I would leave my family with the doors open in my house with no weapon before I would leave Jamal Adams wide open on a football field. Did you see how wide open he was in overtime? He was waving at the fans like, bye.
20 yards.
That was embarrassing.
Nobody near him.
That was embarrassing.
Best player on the team, the only guy that you have to have your eyes on the whole entire
Russell
time.
Russell Wilson sucks.
He's awful.
He's terrible.
Awful.
And you know what that proves to me? Is that Pete Carroll is a great coach, and everything he did in Seattle was because of Pete Carroll, not because of Russell Wilson. He is not a good quarterback now. He is terrible in Denver, and they got fleeced for what, $250
million? $250 million.
Oh, my God, did they get fleeced. I mean, honestly, who was the who are some of the bad quarterbacks in the last few years for them? They had some real bad ones.
Oh, they've had an Osweiler.
Osweiler's better than him.
Well,
Osweiler. He is. He's better.
That was your Sunday in the NFL. Of course, this week, week 12, we have three games on Thursday, Thanksgiving games. We will talk about those the next couple days before the holiday.
There's even a college game on Turkey Day. Mississippi State and Ole Miss.
The Egg Bowl. So we have Bills, Lions, Cowboys, Giants, and Pats, Vikings.
Is that Egg Bowl at? It's at Oxford?
I believe it's in Stark Vegas. All right. It's at Stark Vegas, I believe, this year. We'll do the college after you talk to Adam Kaplan. Some close calls for a lot of these teams. But TCU still alive.
Oh.
Michigan and Ohio State both still undefeated going into this weekend.
How clutch were those
games? We do say goodbye to Tennessee, who got their doors blown off by Spencer Rattler and South Carolina. So we'll do, and a big win for USC. They're still alive.
Who's the anchor woman?
Try to get. But you have Kaplan next.
What is happening there? My God.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, for all back on Coast to Coast, Adam Kaplan is our NFL insider, and we're getting ready for a big game tonight, believe it or not, across the border again. We went over the pond, we went to London, we went to Germany, now we're back in Mexico City for the 49ers and Cardinals. We'll talk about that, but let's get into some Sunday post-op. Let's look at the takeaways and intel from a couple of crazy scenes. One, what happened to the Vikings in Minnie. Why don't we start with that? Then we'll talk about the Jets, because it sounds like Zach Wilson's days as the starter are ending.
Yeah, so let's go over to Minnesota. So you and I talked, Pharrell, on Coast to Coast about why in the world would the Cowboys be a point and a half favorite? And I said, listen, if you look at the history of teams that continue to win close games and then have an emotional win on the road, it's hard for them to get up the next week, no matter who it is against. Now they play a very good Dallas team. They clearly were flat. Like that, as we set it up, that's exactly what happened. They got blown out by 37 points. And Pharrell, this is unbelievable. Show me the last time a team that's this good at 8-2 has got a minus point differential. They're actually minus two now after they got smoked at home by 37. Almost an historical loss at home. You and I have talked for weeks now that we question how good they were, and we're not the only ones. I've talked to a bunch of people over the last couple of weeks around the NFL who looked at that team and said, you know what, nice roster, it's better than last year. They're not nearly as good as the record would indicate. They keep winning close games. Eventually, the jig's going to be up, and it wasn't this game, as you saw, and they got absolutely embarrassed in that game, but they'll be able to sort of get things together. In fact, when you talk to coaches, Pharrell, when you play a game the previous week where you get smoked, you want to play very quickly. And as fate would have it, they actually play on Thanksgiving. They play Thursday evening, the nightcap versus the visiting New England Patriots, who might have ended Zach Wilson's starting career this season for the Jets.
Yeah, you know, certainly I want to talk about that. But before I do, that game on Thursday is no gimme either. The way the Patriots run the ball and the way they play defense. I think the Patriots have quarterback problems themselves, though.
Yeah, look, here's the thing about the Jets, for real. One of the really underrated stories for the Jets is how much they've improved on defense. We knew Sauce Gardner was going to be a stud. He's high in the rankings for the Defensive Rookie of the Year. There's no question about it. DJ Reed, who came over from Seattle, is an excellent corner. They've drafted well. They've developed well. Their defense is playing lights out. But when the spotlight is on the quarterback, that's the problem. And that's kind of what we've seen with the Jets. But you know, just one quick thing before we move on from when we move on from the Vikings, though, you're going to learn a lot about this football team. If they don't respond well and beat the Patriots, I would be worried about the Vikings because, again, the people around the league think they're a little bit overrated. And by the way, their left tackle, Christian Darrisaw, it suffered concussions in consecutive weeks. It's almost certain he won't play Thursday. That is a problem against a really good New England front. So that would worry me a little bit for the Vikings.
All right. So, you know, the bottom line is that Robert Saleh has literally this afternoon said he will not commit to Zach Wilson for this week's game against Chicago. And I think that's who they're playing, right? So,
yeah, it's, you know, it's a problem.
Yep. But the Bears have their own problems because Fields looks like he might be done, not only for that game, but for the season. We'll see how that progresses. But tell me what you think of, you know, it sounds to me like they're going to bench Wilson for White. They're going to bring White in and play him for the Jets because that's how bad Zach not only was yesterday, but he's been that bad for weeks since he came back. He had one good game when they came back against the Steelers, and that was only a good half.
When you look at Zach Wilson's start to the season, Farrell, let's not forget meniscus trim surgery. That kept him out 4 weeks. He was terrible to come back. His timing has been off. And then you have the culmination of bad play yesterday in a game they clearly should have won. Their defense played lights out. They lose because of a punt return. And then you've got Zach Wilson after the game. This is the story, Farrell. This is why it's going to be hard to go forward with him. When asked yesterday, you know, after the game, was the result of the low scoring, do you guys owe anything, particularly yourself? Do you owe the defense anything? He said, no, he didn't. That's the wrong response for a young quarterback. You've got to take responsibility. I've talked to so many coaches over the years about this. No matter how bad their quarterback plays, or even if he plays great and the defense stinks, take responsibility for the loss. Say you could have had a couple better plays here. You could have played better. He refused to take responsibility. And then you move forward to today, Robert Saleh, their head coach, who will make the decision, by the way, with input from his coaches. He made it pretty clear that that this job right now is kind of open, because when you say no decision's been made for Sonny at home against the Bears, you're opening a can of worms here. And here's another thing. I know I've talked to veterans over the years. They will go into the coach's office, the head coach's office, when they think they're a good football team and they don't agree with the young quarterback who's starting. They could actually influence decisions. It's happened before, and they've got a real issue here with Zach Wilson. He has not played well. He showed flashes last year. The team made improvement, but they've made improvement because the defense has been lights out. And with one side of the ball dragging, it's not going to look good. And by the way, Mike White is the number two quarterback. Joe Flacco got demoted weeks ago, though he actually played fairly well when Wilson was out with his surgery. But right now, it doesn't look good for Wilson. And remember, he was the second pick overall last year. Sometimes, though, it is good to take a step back, and he really needs one right now.
Well, they're in the eighth spot now, so they're on the outside looking in, and they have a quarterback problem. And let's face facts. When you have this kind of a problem this late in the season, it generally does not bode well for you down the stretch. Do you think they can win with White?
For a limited time, we've talked about backup quarterbacks. We saw this last year with Mike White. When he shocked the world on a Thursday, played lights out at the Colts. Backup quarterbacks, the longer they play, the more they get exposed. This guy's bounced around a little bit in his career. He's got a lot of moxie, some toughness. He's a little cocky, which we like. But no, he's not the answer. The problem is, when you look at this, and you're right, they're the seed now. They'd be out of the playoffs right now. But remember, though, the strangeness of it, they're only one game in back of first place in the AFC East, where all the teams are over 500. They've got to get this thing right in here. The defense is not the problem. They're in great shape physically. They're not really injured on that side of the football. There are really no excuses other than losing Breece Hall for the season. Obviously, was a major problem. They don't run the ball particularly well. They need Zach Wilson here to take a step back. Go to Mike White would be the smart thing. I'd be very surprised if it doesn't happen by the end of the week.
Yeah, I think it will. And I also think that when you look above and you see the Dolphins and Bills, you are screwed either way. Monday night, Mexico City, we've got the Niners and Cardinals. I think we saw it at one point today go all the way up to 10 with the Arizona Cardinals getting 10 from the Niners.
Yeah, what's interesting about this, this is technically a home game in Mexico City for the Cardinals. And look, the Niners are clearly better here. The Cardinals have lost 4 out of 6. In fact, they've not had back-to-back wins. It's going to be tonight. They're going to have Colt McCoy behind center for Kyler Murray. Took a little bit more work this past week than the week before with his hamstring injury, but he's not ready yet. Zach Ertz with his knee surgery, he's out for the rest of the season without their left tackle, DJ Humphries, which is not good against maybe the NFL's best front. And Byron Murphy is probably their best corner. He's out for the second straight game with a back injury. The Cardinals are just not playing good football. You know, it's typical, though, with this football team. You see them, they're very streaky. The past couple of years, they start off great, then fade. This year, they've not started off well. Can they turn the season around? That division, by the way, is totally up for grabs. Now, the Niners, though, Pharrell, they're playing really good football. They've won their last two. They're 4-0 in the division. They're only a game back of the Seahawks. They're coming back from their bye. One of the things I like about the Niners here, Pharrell, is that, and they've done this under Kyle Shanahan since he became the head coach in 2017. So what they'll do is, depending on where they're going to be in the country for an away game, so, for instance, this past week, they practiced in Colorado at the Air Force Academy to get used to the high altitude. And you want to get used to, you want to get your body ready for this. So they did that. And obviously playing in Mexico City, it's only an hour time difference. That's not the issue. The issue is getting used to the altitude. I thought that was really smart. And from an injury standpoint, this is the healthiest they've been in the last 2 months. Eric Armstead, one of their starting defensive tackles, he'll miss a sixth straight game with a foot and ankle injury. In fact, they're not exactly when he's going to come back. But the fact of the matter is they're playing really good football here. They're clearly the better football team, but this is a big number. This is a big number here. And the Cardinals now, they should get DeAndre Hopkins in the lineup tonight with his hamstring injury. They limited him on purpose because he's had hamstring problems over his career. You saw last season with them, but he should be ready to play tonight against the Niners. So they're going to need him because their passing game has been much better since he came back from his 6-game suspension.
Well, it doesn't help to have Zach Ertz out of the lineup.
Yeah, it's a big one. Yeah, and it's unfortunate. Zach had surgery, will not be back this season. He's got a couple years left on his contract. Oh, Trey McBride, their second-round pick. He was the highest tight end selected in this draft out of Colorado State. He's now going to be featured. Keep an eye on him tonight because this is his first game without Zach Ertz. And the other thing is because they're loaded at receiver, Robbie Anderson should be more of a factor. He's been barely used. They will probably play more 11 personnel, more 3 wide receiver sets going forward.
How about the Niners? They'll host the Saints in week 12 in Santa Clara. Yeah. They'll kill them. And then they play 3 straight, right, with that game, 2 more, 3 in a row at home. And they don't leave the West Coast again the rest of the season.
I love that. And they are going to absolutely roll. They're going to get this thing turned around. They're going to beat the Seahawks. They're going to come back and win that division.
So you still think it's the Niners and Eagles in the NFC Championship?
Right now, yeah, I'm with you with the Niners, man. I love that call you had last year for them to make a run, and I'm with you this year. They're going to get that done.
All right, Cap. Enjoy the game tonight from Mexico City. I know you've been working on your Spanish. mucho tequila, right? Mucho cerveza caliente, ese. There's my guy, Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider. Look at Carver. Oh, he's styling, and the stars are stripes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
One quick sidebar. I don't know if you threw this one out there yet, but the Broncos were so bad yesterday, and Melvin Gordon was so bad yesterday, they cut him.
See ya. I mean, how many more times can you put the ball on the deck?
I mean, honestly. So they got rid of him.
What an awful year.
And all that money they spent.
Awful.
Honestly.
Awful.
Pat Bowlen is rolling in his grave.
Awful. Let me go through some of the college. We got to get tonight's NHL, everything else. We got one highlight I want to play for you. TCU, undefeated, life on the line, really.
How about how they got really, off the field?
Really got outplayed pretty much the entire game in Waco against Baylor. But they move down the field. The clock is ticking. Do they get it off in time on Fox?
Hustle here, wow. A run, and now it's a total scramble. Emergency mode for the unbeaten Horned Frogs. Hypnotoad in a hurry. Griffin Kell for the win. TCU is undefeated still. Wow. Unreal.
You know, I was on In-Game Live with Cam, the Prime Minister, and I called it. When they were down, I said they're gonna get the ball back. They're going to stop them three and out, get the ball back, go down the field, kick a game-winning field goal, and win 29-28. That's exactly what happened. I thought the way they got on and off the field with the clock running, no timeouts, was the most impressive thing. Huge win. And I think they'll beat Iowa State, and they're going to be in the college football playoff, whether you like it or not.
Yep, they're going to get through Iowa State. They have to play the Big 12 title game against, it looks like, Kansas State. They'd have to play to get through that one as well. And then it's been in their hands. It'll stay in their hands.
I don't think there's any stopping them. Like, I think they'll beat Iowa State. I think they'll beat Kansas State.
It seems like they're a little destiny right now. You've come this far. I just don't see how it's going to happen for them at this point. Also, USC... very much still in the mix as they beat UCLA.
Until Notre Dame beats them
Saturday. Well, from your lips to God's ears, 48-45. They beat the Bruins on Saturday night. Hell of a game.
Are you going to bet on the Irish with the five?
Yes.
Me too.
I'm betting on the Irish with the five.
Because you know what? Right, they have showed up for every single big game. This is a big game. This is a
massive.
This is a ruin USC season game.
Ruin USC season. Get me my over 8.5 win ticket. All in the same swing, which I thought when they lost those two games to Marshall and Stanford, I thought that ticket was ripped up and thrown on the ground. But
good.
We've got some opportunities here. So they are USC, no matter what happens this week, will be in the Pac-12 title game. Who they play is still up in the air. Now, Oregon beat Utah.
Knicks played
match.
After all.
Knicks did end up playing, so that was
that
bunk.
Killed me.
That was bunk information that's went all over the internet.
It went
Thursday
from four
Friday.
To... Utah laying two.
Yeah.
They were laying four, then they were laying two, and I fell for it, and I got burned. I was on Oregon.
We all did.
I said on the show all week, they can't lose two in a row at Outson.
And he plays, and they end up winning. But they still have to beat the Beavers this week to get into the Pac-12 title game.
Beavers are really good.
Beavers are
good. I don't know what the number is, but I still think Oregon beats them.
Right now, it is -3.5 for the Ducks. The game's in Corvallis. Flashing around, the Beavers and the Ducks.
That is a dangerous bet in Corvallis. You might want to take the hook.
Very dangerous. Michigan and Ohio State, were they both looking ahead a little bit to this week? Both struggled, but both got it done.
I don't think they were looking ahead. I think they were nervous not to F it up.
Right.
I think they played really good teams. Illinois, great defense, great running game. And Maryland in College Park with Tagovailoa plays a lot differently than they did at, let's say, Beaver Stadium.
7.5 for the Buckeyes right now for Columbus High Noon East on Saturday.
My guess right now on a Monday is that they can handle that piece.
I'm on Ohio State.
Yeah.
I just don't think Michigan has enough offense.
Yeah. I think Ohio State could beat them by – because I think Corum's going to play on a bum knee, and I think Ohio State can beat them by two touchdowns.
Only other stuff I'll mention to you quickly. You mentioned Notre Dame, 44-0 in the snow. They beat BC. Navy upset UCF.
I mean, what a bunch of posers they are. You know what? Is it too early to start at 11? Apparently so. Mimosa breath.
Yeah, the Kegs and Eggs crew, they couldn't get
they
it couldn't done
handle
at the bounce
it. I
house.
I lost money on that 15.
Clemson still alive with what happened with Tennessee. Tennessee gets hammered by South Carolina. 40-10 Clemson wins. The door's still cracked open slightly for Clemson. If TCU can lose, if USC can lose.
And how about North Carolina losing to Georgia Tech?
They're down in the fourth quarter, so of course, what do I do? You know, I jump in there on UNC Live and say they're going to win this game. And then the kid dropped the ball in the end zone on that fourth down play.
Loser.
Oh, it was the worst. Absolute worst. Other than that, there isn't too much more to discuss. Tomorrow we'll go through all the big games for this week. By the way, that Egg Bowl is actually in Oxford. You were right.
So it is Oxford.
Oxford, that is Thursday night.
I'm on Ole Miss then.
-2.5 for Ole Miss right now.
I'm on Ole Miss later. They don't lose there.
In that game. Let's do a little NBA. Before we get to tonight's games, only thing I'll bring up with you. Nets beat the Grizzlies. Kyrie was back.
I hit that land 7.5. And I hit the Suns, too, over the Knicks. Wasn't that who they played? I think it was.
Suns played the
Knicks. I hit both games.
Yes. So Irving is back for them now. And Ben Simmons with the double duty. He had 22 last night.
Listen,
Simmons is back.
If that guy plays that way the last two games, north-south, full speed, go to the tin, go to the glass, go to the dunk, go to the lob, go to the dish, play defense, get rebounds, he can be this guy every night. Do you remember when he used to be that guy for the Sixers every night?
Yeah.
This all started when he started bricking mid-range and threes and free throws.
And he returns to Philadelphia tomorrow night.
Tuesday night is going to be something.
And no Embiid. Embiid's hurt. He's going to miss the next few games. No Harden. No Maxey.
I think the Nets are going to beat their ass
and
tomorrow night.
And you know what? With all those guys
out, number now.
With all those guys out of the lineup, that's a nice soft landing spot for Simmons.
Him.
He can go in there and maybe put on a little show.
Put on
with
a show
and
them booing him
guys.
All night, and he can have fun.
Yeah, that could be really, really interesting. And last thing, Clay dropped.
There's nothing better than watching that kid.
No.
Who's the guy? I can't think of his name. The one from the Sabres that plays for Vegas now.
Oh, Eichel.
Eichel with Eichel. That hat trick back in Eichel. Buffalo. You got to top that, Simmons.
Simmons comes in with the flush dunk.
Where you give the fans a business like, look at me, you remember me? I want to see that tomorrow night in Philadelphia for Ben Simmons.
And finally, Clay had 41. He got out of his slumber. I think that, what was it, 17 threes and 76 points or something like
really
that?
Really good chronic can help a guy with his jumper.
Yeah, they combined. That is what it was. It was 74 points and 17 threes between the two of them yesterday. All right, let's get to tonight. NBA, lots of games. We will start in Cleveland where the Hawks will visit the Cavaliers. -3.5 for the Cavs now, Scotty. 227.5 is the total.
Yeah, listen, I laid 2.5 with the Cavs today, and I did bet it. So I'm on the Cavs, 3.5, 2.5. Look, I like it a lot better at 2.5 than I do at 3.5. But I like Cleveland at home. I think they win the game.
The Magic are in Indiana to take on the Pacers. Pacers -7.5, 225.5 is the total.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I've tried to lay 5.5, 6.5, 7.5 with the Pacers. It never works.
Never works. That's not a team I want
to
lay.
I want nothing to do with betting their games. Every time I bet on them, they lose. The other night I bet on them Sunday, I think it was, or Saturday. I bet on them maybe it was Friday or Saturday night, playing Orlando, and they beat them 115-114. They beat them by one. They were laying 7. Christ almighty. Honest to God.
The Celtics are in Chicago tonight to take on the Bulls. Celtics are road favorites here. 5.5 for them.
I mean, they benched Zach LaVine. I mean, this guy benched Zach LaVine. That means you've lost him. He ain't going to listen no more. Here's the deal. Celtics go for 10 in a row tonight, and they spank that ass.
Blazers are in Milwaukee against the Bucks. No Dame time as he's hurt again for the Blazers. -9.5 for the Bucks right now.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that number's too big for me. I think Portland, even without Dame time, covers 9.5.
The T-Wolves have...
And how about Giannis shooting free throws again, man? The guy can't even hit the country.
What happened with that?
I don't know.
I thought he fixed that problem.
Did you see it the other night?
I was watching... Who did they play
Philly.
On Friday night? The Philly game
he
on Friday.
Missed every one of
I'm
them.
Watching the game go, what? I thought he figured
like
this out.
He was like 4 of 16.
Shooting air balls up
air
there.
Balls.
It was embarrassing.
They were abusing him.
Heat have all kinds
of problems.
It was
kind of fun to watch, though.
It was kind of fun. Heat are having all kinds of problems. They're in Minnesota tonight.
Who's that anchor woman?
And they're getting 9.5.
Jesus.
Christ. In Minnesota against Stay the T-Wolves, the Heat.
Listen. I'll tell you what. I stayed off the game, but the number's too big for me with the Heat. Although, Hero, game time. Duncan, out. Butler, game time. It's just one thing. I think the Heat have way too many injuries. There's 9 guys listed as game time. Look. Stay away from the game. I don't trust it for 1 second.
Well, here's another one for you. The Warriors are in New Orleans tonight against the Pelicans. I guess this is the place where they always sit everybody. They did this a month ago. Curry, Thompson, Green, Iguodala all out for the Warriors. They're now getting 10.5 against the Pelicans.
Well, I got to tell you, when it was 5.5, I was on the Warriors. I didn't know that they were going to sit the whole team. I didn't bet it. No, I'm definitely not betting it.
I kind of like the Warrior backups getting 10.
I do too.
Because like Poole goes in there.
Because you think it's automatic, and you'll lose the bet if you lay 10.5.
That's the kind
of night. Give me the 10.5 with you.
Where Poole is like, I got this all myself. Kuminga can roll. You know, there's other guys that can
Mooney,
get burned. So I kind of like the 10.5 with the Warrior backups. The Knicks are in OKC. have a chance for a winning road trip here. One in Utah and Denver, lost in Golden State and Phoenix, and they played that crazy game with OKC at the Garden. I wouldn't call it crazy. They got their ass beat.
Right.
But whatever it is.
I bet this game tonight, and I'm on Shai Gilgeous and the Thunder at the Peak laying 2.5.
-1.5 now.
Even
up
better.
Up to the second here.
Even
and
better.
Utah is at the Crypto tonight to take on the Clippers. Clippers -1.5 in this one.
I think the Jazz can beat them outright in L.A.
I think the Jazz can beat them outright in L.A. as well. So there you go. That is your night in the NBA.
What about hockey?
We have hockey. In fact, I want to start with this game. Because you and Jason were talking about this. The Devils, who are still on a heater, have Connor McDavid and the Oilers coming in tonight. Devils minus 150. Oilers plus +125 at the Rock.
I got them at +130. I took the Oilers to end it. If one guy can do it, it's McDavid. Give me the Oilers.
You're probably right. The Islanders are in Toronto tonight to take on the Maple Leafs. Leafs -175. Islanders +145.
I'll tell you what. I think the Leafs are playing really good hockey, and particularly at home. And I think that's theirs tonight.
It's been a tough trip for the Isles. They've already lost to Nashville and Dallas on this. If now they go to Toronto.
I think they lose.
The Bruins are in Tampa against the Lightning. The Bruins never lose. They're -105 in Tampa against the Lightning.
-105. I think the Lightning were -115. I'm on Boston here to win at Amalie.
Colorado is in Dallas, -105 for the Avalanche. The Stars have been very good, -115.
Yeah, I like the Stars tonight at home.
And Vegas is a road favorite in Vancouver, -140 against
automatic.
The Canucks is automatic. There are other games tonight as well. Calgary is in Philadelphia. Carolina is in Winnipeg. Arizona is in Nashville. Anaheim, St. Louis, Ottawa, San Jose.
I like the Sharks tonight, and I have no idea about any of that other stuff.
Save it.
I just can't see it. So
Ducks,
count me up. Blues will win.
Ottawa is in San Jose late.
I like San Jose late.
I do as well. There you go. Hockey.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, the Ferrella finish, we got it for you. The Jags Stadium in Jacksonville cited for 129 concession violations. Ooh. And just for a little, like, grease on top, you know, a little salt, two dead rodents found.
Oh.
You got a couple of rats. They found. Who's that anchor woman?
Oh, my goodness.
New Mexico State hoops game postponed after a shooting on the New Mexico campus leaves one dead. They're saying, like, the New Mexico State guy was involved in it, the shooting, that he was the one shooting, allegedly. Alleged satanic cult leader Ethan Myers arrested after allegedly a chilling human sacrifice. They got some old lady and killed her. And, like, cut her up and put her in some beef stew. Former ExxonMobil employee arrested for taking upskirt photos. And all those girls thought he was nice for letting them go first up the stairwell. It just did not go well. Five people killed, at least 18 injured in a shooting at an LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs. It was horrific. Judge dismisses Patrick Reed's defamation case against the Golf Channel. You lose. Woman pleads guilty in 10-year-old brother's death. She murdered her 10-year-old brother, loser. Man charged in Florida with having sex with his new dog. Apparently, he really loved the dog. I mean, they just hit it off from the jump.
Honestly.
He got him down at the, you know, the puppy palace, and then he brought it home and got out the K. Are we on the air? Man downs 12 energy drinks in 10 minutes. And his pancreas ate itself. That is fantastic. Water polo coach in California convicted of molesting 10 teens. That's just the ones they know of. He got 10 of them. They haven't talked to the other 1,000 he coached. Florida man nearly falls off the Disney Skyliner platform after chugging beers. I thought that was a video of you on that platform.
No, not
chugging
me.
Beers.
Not me.
No?
It wasn't me.
You sip beers. You don't chug them.
It wasn't me.
Unbelievable. renowned trainer who worked with LeBron and Steph Curry, arrested on rape charges. Jesus. Guess he won't be training any pros anytime soon. GTD is next. Go to ForAllEvents.com for everything. See you tomorrow.